Well, we're going to end this work week with hot temperatures. We managed to hit the 90-degree mark as expected yesterday, the first official 90-degree day of the year. And that's at the International Airport, a high of 92, just 2 degrees short of the record high of 94. And today will be day number two, 90-plus across the area as we reach the low 90s. But today's record high is 96. We won't get to that hot. And realize we average 82 90-degree days each year, and we usually get the first one late April, early May. So we're just about right on time to even a little bit later than normal, but a hot Friday. Temperatures today reaching the low 90s. With offshore winds, the beaches will even manage to get to near 90 degrees. The sea breeze won't be much of a factor because the winds will be out of the west and southwest, keeping the sea breeze near the coast. But this evening and overnight, an approaching cold front should trigger some showers and thunderstorms. This is the same system that's produced severe weather over the last couple of days, well to our west and northwest. This will move eastbound. Now, we did manage a few sneaky showers last evening, late evening, between about 8 p.m. and midnight along the I-95 corridor. They were very hit and miss, but where they occurred, there were some downpours. This rainfall this evening overnight looks to be a little more widespread, although still scattered. The heaviest rains will not be real widespread, so it's not an area-wide soaker, but there'll be localized heavy thunderstorms that produce some pretty decent rains tonight. So keep an eye to the sky if you have any Friday evening plans, and expect some scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop as we get closer to sunset and beyond through this evening and overnight, and a few strong storms will be possible. And then the front responsible for that rain will slowly sag through the area tomorrow on your Saturday. It looks like still may see a brief shower or thunderstorm, but it's now looking like plenty of dry hours for your Saturday. The system helping to produce the rain this evening and overnight will be pushing away off to the north and east. In other words, there won't be a whole lot of upper-level support or energy for rain and storms with the front on Saturday. Not as much, anyway. So just a widely scattered shower storm, lots of dry hours. Now, we still will get well into the 80s, even the beaches well into the 80s, so it will be a warm start to the weekend. But that all changes Saturday night as the winds become north and northeasterly and usher in drier, cooler air. And boy, what a change for Mother's Day on Sunday. And a happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. We're looking at temperatures Sunday only in the upper 70s to low 80s, some 10 degrees cooler at least than the last couple of days, and even a little below average. A brief shower or two will be possible tomorrow with a surge of winds moving down the Atlantic off of moving down the coast off of the Atlantic, but it would not be significant rain. It won't last long. The only real fly in the ointment for tomorrow really is the strong surge of northeast winds, which will mean a higher rip current risk at our area beaches and quite the opposite of what we expect today. Today and tomorrow. So be extra cautious on Sunday. The best advice really would be to stay out of the water Sunday. And then that weather pattern holds through the early and middle part of next week. As I mentioned the last couple of days, this little mini spring heat wave is not going to be long lasting or a hint of things to come even, because the temperatures through the early and middle part of next week will only be in the upper 70s to low 80s just about each day. And nighttime lows will dip into the 50s, at least away from the beaches, and it will be quite breezy. So that's going to be a nice stretch of weather from the end of the weekend right into the good part of next week. I can continue to track a fairly large weather system over the Atlantic that'll be moving slowly westward late next week and into the upcoming weekend. But it still looks like only some scattered showers for our area, and it will serve to help keep temperatures in check. So we'll carefully track that weather system, but it's still a long ways off. So for the weekend, in summary, very warm tomorrow after a hot day today, while some showers and storms tonight, just a brief shower or storm widely scattered tomorrow, and then cooler, breezy, less humid with sunshine on Sunday. Happy Mother's Day. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV. Take care of yourself and one another over this weekend.